Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Old Testament lesson. We'll start out especially in verse 15. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. This is the text. And so we come back to the theme of the Good Shepherd, and when God says, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, well, actually, it's a legitimate question to say, and exactly who is that? The question has to be asked because later in that chapter, it's verse 23, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them, he shall feed them and be their shepherd. So if the shepherd is going to set over them one shepherd, what? And actually what we've got here is a mixing of the persons going on. Because when we think of the good shepherd, we think of Jesus, right? But when the shepherd says, I will set a shepherd over them, who's that who's going to set the shepherd over them? That would be God the Father. So it would seem. Puzzled about this verse 23, for some years, I've run into what the rabbis said about it. When God says, my servant David, who is that? Is King David going to come back and be the ruler over all of us? What the rabbis said is, no, that's not David. David is gone. He's long since gone. It's going to be the new David. The new David. And so out of curiosity, I went to my dictionary and asked, what does the name David mean? Interesting. Actually, the name David comes from the root word that means love or loved. And in the Old Testament, that makes sense when God says, I found David a man after my own heart. In the New Testament, it connects with, well, you know the verse, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. And so you know who the new David is. He is the loved one. He is the one that God the Father loves as his only begotten son. So there it is. He is the new David. He is going to be shepherd over us. He is the one that gets to say, my sheep hear my voice. And he is the one, the new David, the Messiah, Jesus. He is the one who is able to guide and guard and bring us through all of the temptations and trials and difficulties of this world and bring us into his kingdom. And then heading off another direction, I'm going to need a volunteer. The volunteer will be Teddy. Hey, Teddy, you just volunteered. So the question is, what does the shepherd do as the shepherd is bringing his sheep into the fold at night? Teddy, come forward. You're coming forward. What am I doing? You know what a shepherd does when his sheep come in? What's he do? He checks them. He examines them, right? How's this foot? And the shepherd does this because the shepherd knows each of his sheep, knows them personally, knows what they're like, knows which ones like to wander off and where they like to wander off and whether he's going to find brambles in their wool. Brambles in their wool. Oh, if you have questions or complaints, you know what you say? Do you know what you say? What does a sheep say? Okay, there we go. Any questions? You can say bye. Okay, so I'm giving you that picture, and now let's push the picture just a little further. Because Jesus is the good shepherd. He doesn't just examine us behind our ears to see if they're clean. Where does he look? Inside the soul, right? Okay. And I've said this before. I see it in the Gospel of John over and over again. Somebody comes and meets Jesus, and it's like he looks in their eyes, and they know that he's seeing into their soul. Right? Nicodemus. He asks Jesus a question, and Jesus looks into his soul. The woman at the well, he looks into her soul. There's Nathanael. Nathanael comes to Jesus, and Jesus says, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael is like, what? Do you know what's inside my soul? You're the Messiah. You're the King of Israel. That's what it is like to come face to face, eyeball to eyeball, with the good shepherd who sees inside of us. Okay, thank you. That was the children's sermon, kind of snuck in the middle of the sermon. So, this good shepherd, he is the good shepherd. He is able to, verse 12, I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. This is for all of the times in our lives when we think we're walking through and it's a haze and it's cloudy and dark and we're not sure what's going to happen and what's going to come next. We're not actually sure what's the right thing to do in our lives at that point. And we're wandering in the dark and just simply guessing. And this shepherd is the one who seeks us out, who brings us through the times of darkness. But how does he do that? He's able to do that because he knows the times of darkness. He knows the times of questioning and uncertainty. Remember, he's the one who knelt in the garden as the darkness was gathering around him, knelt in the garden. Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I will, what you will be done. And he has to face that darkness, and he has to walk straight into it, one foot in front of the other, till he gets to the cross and the darkness is all around him, and there is no clue what is going on. There is no evidence that he can see as to God's love and grace and mercy, only wrath and terror. And there in the deepest darkness, he is the one who prays, my God, why have you forsaken me? So that in our darkness, in our times of doubt, we know that we have a shepherd who's been there. Having been there, he is able to guide us through. And it is what the verse says. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep. He's not far away from us. He is the shepherd among his sheep. And then keeps going on. Verse 16. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And all of this for us, when we have gone lost and strayed. All of this for us when sometime in our lives we seem to have lost our way, knowing that we still have a shepherd there. And he walks with us through it. He's the shepherd who is able to do these things because he knows exactly what words we need to hear from Him. He knows what promises from the Scripture we need brought back to our memory. He is able to work inside the soul to call us or call us back to or strengthen our faith. This is our Good Shepherd. One more step in that direction. How does He do this? There is a three-part answer. By the working of the Holy Spirit within us, and the Holy Spirit works to create and strengthen and keep us in faith. By the words of the Scripture, that means of grace, those promises, those words from God that He tucks down deeply in our soul. So that it happens where you have people who have wandered far from God, and then a word from Scripture comes bursting through their darkness and calling them back. Third, through other Christians. He's able to guide us where we're needed. Then I have to tell you a story. It's a story about one day when I was sitting in the office at church, and it wasn't this office, it was somewhere else. And I got up and said, I need to make hospital rounds. And immediately the phone rang. So I answered the phone call, talked for a little while, got done, started to head toward the door. Somebody comes, knock, knock, knock. Okay, guess I'm not making hospital rounds right now. We talk for a while and they leave. And the making hospital rounds slips my mind for about an hour and a half, and I'm busy on some things that have come to mind. And after that hour and a half, I have to make hospital rounds. I'll do that after I get lunch. So I go and get lunch. At the end of lunch, I get up from the table. I got to make hospital rounds. Guess what happens? Phone. Finish the phone call, head toward the door. Guess what happens? Knock, knock, knock. Who's coming to the house in the middle of the day? That finishes, and I'm about frustrated at this point. So I'm gonna sit here for a minute. Half an hour later, I wake back up. I have got to make hospital rounds. Guess what happens next? Phone call. Okay? After all of this, I head straight out the door. I'm not going to take another delay. And I head to the hospital, and as I'm going into the hospital, they're wheeling somebody in on a gurney from the ambulance, who, as she's coming in, she's saying, I need to talk to a pastor. Minute earlier, minute later, we don't meet. Which, I've used that as the opportunity to use a quote from Blazing Saddles. Mongo, only pawn in Game of Life. That's what it is like to have God move you right into the place where He needs you to be. And what's more, in preparing you for that encounter, He may send you through exactly the things that you need to have experienced to have those words right on hand for when you meet that person. And the Good Shepherd knows us so intimately, so deep inside, that He is able to do that. And so you carry with you the message from God. The message from God that says, sins are forgiven, you are loved. Sins are forgiven, I've experienced that. Sins are forgiven, there is a Savior, there is a Good Shepherd who is there for you. And you carry that through your life. And the experiences we have been through, He uses those to prepare us, because there's a soul who needs desperately to hear that on their day of darkness and thick cloud. And so Jesus heading into the darkness for us, He gets there to that place of complete darkness, and in His prayers and in His words from the cross, He becomes that light shining in the darkness. And then He puts that gospel message into us. And we, His sheep, we head off into the world with the light from God. It's an absolutely amazing thing. But we're talking about the last day, the day of Jesus' return. And the image I want to leave with you and have planted deep inside your minds and your imagination is that on that day, as you are welcomed in by the Good Shepherd, right, Teddy? As you're welcomed in by the Good Shepherd, He takes you and He looks deep in your soul. And you know in that moment, in that instant, He knows everything you have ever been through in your life. And you know in that instant that He has been there for you every second, every day. He has been there walking with you through it all. And in that, look you in the eye, welcome you into heaven, Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. And we experience that. It is an encounter that is one that we look forward to. In Jesus' name, amen.